a daily devotional on 2 Kings 1. Is it because there is no God in Israel? Sarfwaitui, gilenchta war da hoyon diot, bo fight obov, o fwer len, narswa, bo lao, o fwerf, dindesdrop. 1. Wolf my opening meditation. Take a slow breath and hear the prophet's question echo across the centuries. When crisis comes, to whom do we run first? Sachemo or Stan of Fosaurus Lines of Fanan Sorico de Uva Enyahanot, Ulfatko Flange Bostobot Utoslan Tofan. 2. The setting, a broken railing and a broken heart, Viva 1-2. Historical frame, Ahaziah, son of Ahab, rules the northern kingdom, c. 852 BC. Samaria's palace was built with latticed upper rooms. Archaeology at Samaria Sebaste shows Phoenician-style woodwork, elegant but hardly Osher-approved. Moab rebelled. V-Node 1. The House of Omri is wobbling. Inside the palace, the king literally falls through the floor. Spiritual diagnosis. Instead of crying to YHWH, Ahaziah dispatches riders 35 miles southwest to Ekron, a Philistine city excavated in modern Tel Mikne. Tablets there mention medical deities, so this fits the text. Baal-Zebub, Baal-Zebub, can mean Lord of the Flies. Many scholars think Israel's scribes tweaked the Philistine title, Baal-Zebul, Exalted Lord, into an insult. Already the prophet is mocking the idol. Cross-references, Exodus 20:3, Deuteronomy 18:10-12, Isaiah 31:1. Three, the intercepting word, Vios 3:8. An angel of the Lord sends Elijah to block the royal envoys. Key phrase, is it because there is no God in Israel? Then three, Hebrew places the negative at the front. Sharp, almost staccato. Hamibli, ayen. Bayishrael, ayelohiyam. Literally, is it out of there being no God in Israel? It drips with holy irony. Literary note, Elijah meets the messengers on the road, like Genesis 32 or Luke 24. God's word intercepts us before we stray too far. Identification of the prophet, a man with much hair and a leather belt. V8. Jewish tradition calls Elijah Baal Sear, the hairy one, or the owner of hair. John the Baptist will adopt the same wardrobe in Matthew 3:4, signaling continuity of prophetic witness. So I sure. Sao Zak Bai. Proto Slashio. 4. Three captains, one lesson, Vivot 9-15. The narrative now moves like Hebrew poetry in prose, repetition with slight variation. 1. First captain commands, Man of God, come down, fire falls, 51 corpses. 2. Second captain, same words, same fate. 3. Third captain kneels, voice trembling. Please, let my life be precious. Mercy follows humility. The fire motif links back to 1 Kings 18, Carmel, and forward to Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. Luke 9:54 shows the disciples misreading this story. Jesus forbids them to call down fire, teaching that judgment belongs to God alone. Patristic glance. Jerome said the two burned companies portray the old man consumed by sin, while the spared third company prefigures those who cast themselves on Christ's mercy. Five. The word fulfilled, Vayeter 6:18. Elijah now walks into Samaria, no guards dare hinder him, and repeats the oracle. The narrator ends tersely. So he died according to the word of the Lord. Ahaziah leaves no son. The dynasty cracks further, showing that idolatry sterilizes a kingdom. 6. Themes for the heart. 1. The first resort, where we turn first, exposes our real theology. Google, doctors, friends, all gifts, but the throne of grace must be primary. 2. The jealous God YHWH will not share covenant loyalty. Deuteronomy 4:24. The exclusivity that offends modern taste is in fact covenant love. 3. The call to humility. The third captain models Psalm 51:17, a A broken and contrite spirit invites God's kindness. 4. Fire and gospel. In Christ, the fire of judgment fell on the cross, making room for Pentecost fire that purifies, not destroys. Acts 2. The same flame that judges can also empower. Seven, Western blind spots. Consulting oracles was medical as well as religious. Ancient Near Eastern kings often sent to foreign shrines for diagnosis, Sefnash the Ugaritic diagnostic tablets. Ahaziah's act was not just idolatry, it was a diplomatic statement that YHWH was powerless. Honor-shame dynamics. By sitting on the top of a hill, VLS 9, Elijah claims superior honor. The captain's tone, come down, is a public attempt to lower him. Fire becomes the heavenly verdict on the honor contest. Prophetic attire signaled a counterculture identity. In a textile-rich Phoenician court, rough camel hair shouted protest against luxury. No slice, sir. Eight. Voices from church history. John Chrysostom. Elijah's fire is not for us to imitate in anger, but to fear in reverence, lest we kindle it against ourselves by unbelief. John Calvin. Stresses the question in verse 3 as a perpetual rebuke to Christians who run to the physician's art as if Christ had left his seat. Calvin was no anti-medicine zealot, but he saw the danger of a heart that never prays. Nine, a hymn for the day. Be Thou My Vision, 8th century Irish, Drumary Byrne. Verse 2 answers Ahaziah's folly. Be Thou my wisdom, and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Suri o fart o fueno o more. 10. Suggested cross readings. Deuteronomy 32:15-18. The danger of new gods that came recently. Psalm 46. God is our refuge. Kings 18. Fire at Carmel. Hebrews 4:14-16. Draw near to the throne of grace. James 5:17-18. Elijah Doat, a man like us, whose prayers mattered. 11. Closing prayer. Lord God of Israel and of the Church, forgive us when we lean first on lesser powers. Teach our hearts to ask, is there not a God in heaven? Send the fire that cleanses, not the fire that consumes, and clothe us with humble boldness like Elijah. Through Jesus Christ, the greater prophet and our eternal King. Amen.